Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Alpern. Now, I was just reading through a couple of popular magazines. I didn't realize that there are 62 million people listening to podcasts. Well, I hope some of them are going to be listening to this podcast, and I ask you, even before I begin, if you really enjoyed this podcast and learned something, please share it with your friends on Facebook or Instagram, because I work really, really hard to bring you the latest health information. And really exciting, tomorrow, chronologically, I turn 73. Biologically, 46. And what's so amazing is I've looked through old pictures, and I look the same. And I really believe that the recipes that I've come across really do help reverse and stabilize the anti-aging process. And certainly age-related conditions, which I have not experienced any of them. No cataract, no hearing aid, no gray hair, no wrinkling, no joint problem, no hip replacement. Oh, I must be doing something right. And many of my clients are experiencing, and family members are experiencing this same thing. I'm using the medical science studies and all the basic information to put it into practical usage. Because there's so much confusion on the web. There's so much crazy marketing. You know, do this one, and this is magic, and this one will do this. And then you look at the research, and there's no real solid research to back these up. And I only try and recommend either supplements or, you know, suggestions that have a real scientific basis behind them, as well as all the things that we're ready to learn. A new study just came out. You know, a big problem with seniors is muscle loss. And they did a study looking at vitamin D levels and correlating, you know, muscle loss in individuals that had differing levels of vitamin D, and low levels of vitamin D were related to muscle loss, which is a big problem because you do not want sarcopenia, you do not want frailty. So again, I suggest, as I've done in previous podcasts, get your blood levels checked, either with an integrated physician or you can actually get it online. And I think based on my research and many of my colleagues, a blood level of anywhere between 40 and 80 is great. And when you start to get 30 and lower, that's not so great. So get those vitamin D levels up. And remember, you need magnesium to work with the vitamin D. And almost everyone I test has low levels of magnesium. You know, the phosphate soils, exercising depletes magnesium, aspirin depletes magnesium, hormones deplete magnesium. You know, I mean, you can go through a list if you look online of so many things that affect magnesium. You know, one of the first signs is muscle twitching, muscle cramping, difficulty falling asleep, getting up in the middle of the night. Magnesium. The best form of magnesium is actually the glycinate, which you have to take more, a mixed magnesium. Citrate, to get enough of the citrate, you'll go to the bathroom. So citrate, not the best idea. And carbonate is really poorly absorbed, so that's not a great idea. I like the Life Extension magnesium because it tests well, but you can shop around and get a mixed magnesium. Really, really a great idea. How much you take really depends on your reactions. I've seen people do well on up to, you know, 1,000 or 1,200, and some people do well on 400 or 500 of magnesium. Remember, the absorption is kind of poor, so you can't just go by a label. A label will often say, you know, 300, 400. What you have to look for is how much elemental magnesium is there. and calculate it from there. But I usually tell people, take magnesium until you get bowel tolerance. You know, if you get the runs, you can come back on the magnesium. But as I said, I've seen really good response with mixed magnesium. A new study I just saw, and it's so confusing for individuals, especially, you know, who don't have a science background to really look at the information. And it said, oh my gosh, women who, this is a very small study, who took antioxidants supplements during breast cancer treatment did much poorer and had a higher recurrence. Why? Well, because it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with turning on the tumor suppressor gene system, P53, and depleting the cancer cells of antioxidants. That's really the answer. And there are nutrients that can do that. You know, sulforaphane has been shown to do that from broccoli seed. It's been shown to kill breast cancer cells. It's actually been shown to enhance the treatment. No mention of this. Because broccoli seed sulforaphane is not really an antioxidant. It turns on your protective system. It turns on your antioxidant system for normal cells. Normal cells. And I'm getting so tired of this misinformation. I did 40 years of research at Johns Hopkins by Dr. Talladay seem to disappear. I did a clinical trial costing $500,000 in an NIH grant on breast cancer and broccoli seed extract, the sulforaphane, which can come from either broccoli sprouts or the seed, getting to cancer cells, breast cancer cells, and killing them. Turning on the gene system that kills them. You don't see this in mainstream. So I recommend, you know, the best one, the one that was used in the research originally, the seed that was used in research at Johns Hopkins, which is, which you can get at VitalicaSupplements.com, VitalicaSupplements.com. The physician formula, which is a potent formula, has the active myrosinase in it and lots of glucoraphanin, which is a precursor to sulforaphane, not found in broccoli, not found in the majority of cruciferous vegetables. Yes, you can do your broccoli sprouts if you want, you know, and add some mustard seed. That's certainly a way to go. Now, let me talk about something else that's really, really exciting in this whole area of anti-aging. And that's something called anthocyanidines. Anthocyanidines are the blue, like in blueberries, blackberries, you know, blackcurrant. You see the blue. And also something called purple corn, which I'll be talking about more and more in future podcasts. And these anthocyanidines are very, very, very powerful compounds. Act very similar to the sulforaphane in killing cancer cells, helping normalize blood sugar levels, helping stimulate our own antioxidant system, skin health, supporting natural stem cells. You know, I watch these and listen to these commercials, you know, they're part of watching new movies on TV or sometimes I'm listening to YouTubes. Support the American Diabetic Association because you will be touched by diabetes or someone you know will be touched by diabetes. And I go, come on. Yes, type 1 diabetes, insulin-dependent diabetes, lots of research going on maybe stem cell, you know, replacement and ways of stimulating, you know, insulin because you're not producing insulin. But type 2 diabetes, diet, weight loss, exercise, nutrients such as the broccoli seed and, you know, various berries and cinnamon extract and a search on the web on nutrients and blood sugar control is just endless. So many. But the key is diet. You know, diet, diet, diet. So giving more money to the American Diabetic Association, how's it going to help? How's it going to help motivate people to just change your diet so you don't wind up losing a leg or going blind or having a heart attack or increasing your risk of cancer? So, I mean, these associate, and even some of the, you know, I'm going to get a little off track here, you know, being the first of the year and, you know, kind of psyched here. All these organizations, they don't talk about the real nutrition science. When have you heard the American Cancer Society talking about 40 years of sulforaphane research on cancer? Or green tea extract and cancer? Or turmeric and cancer? When do you talk about it? They don't. It's always the latest drug and the latest screening and the latest, research that goes on and on and on and on. And yes, it's wonderful. Immune therapy, if your insurance company is going to pay $80,000 and you're lucky to get, you know, immune therapy, wonderful. Okay? Wonderful. And leukemias where they, and childhood leukemias, wonderful. But we're not making great headway. And we still have the war going on between nutraceuticals and drugs and cancer prevention and cancer treatment. It's really, to me, it's insane, okay? You know, before we had the web, you'd have to search like I did through the medical library, and you go through Index Medicus, and you go through the microfilm, and you find a journal, which I used to do. Now it's all there. It's in Google Scholar. It's in PubMed. The research is there. And yet it doesn't reach mainstream oncologists. It's like, we don't want to know about that. If you have someone with cancer, tell them to look up Brown seaweed. It's a prescription in Japan, high dose for cancers. All sorts of wonderful research. When do you hear about it here? Can you get us a supplement? Yeah. Am I saying this is the miracle, thing that's going to, prevent or cure your cancer? No. But it's part of the whole synergy. If you're combining, a plant-based diet, and you're combining, the Fucodin, and you're combining broccoli seed, and lots of blues, things like blackberries, blueberries, black currants, aronia, which, I'm going to be dedicating a whole podcast to, wonderful berry that very few people know about, actually much stronger than blueberries, and so much information. So much wonderful information. But again, one of my missions in this podcast is to try and sort out so much information and what's real and what's not real. Now it's a keto, we go through fads. Now it's a ketogenic diet. And, I said in the past, it used to be the yeast diet and then this diet and this program. It's all about fine-tuning your body to listen. And you can't listen to your body when you're taking a lot of junk into your body. Your body's so busy dealing with the junk that it can't listen. And once you clear the listening, you go, yuck, I can't eat that, it tastes terrible. Or I eat this and it has so much sugar, how can I eat that? So our tastes have been distorted. And so I'm a big fan of occasional, and I think it's a big factor in anti-aging and health, is intermittent fasting. Either doing it by eating late the next day or picking a day, maybe like I do, where I do, basically juices and, vegetable and fruit juices and water. Diluted juices for the day. And just clean the system out so your body can listen. That's so, so, so important. And yes, all the other pieces, you know, high intensity exercise and meditation and breathing work, you know, learning to breathe. It's amazing how many people I find in my clients who don't really know how to breathe. They don't know that some who take yoga understand that, but have no idea of abdominal breathing. And the whole idea of abdominal breathing is that once you exhale, the air will come in. Most people do chest breathing. First, it's anxiety producing, and secondly, you don't really fill your lungs up. So breathing, and you know, again, it's so wonderful having YouTube because there's no more excuse. You know, you can watch meditation tapes, you can watch, you know, YouTube, you can watch breathing exercises, and some good nutrition stuff. So the key is, you know, let me sum up today, making sure you, as I said before, your vitamin D and your magnesium and getting your anthocyanidines from blackberry and blueberries, you know, and you know, the dark berries, maybe throw some raspberries in, getting some good green tea. By the way, I made an interesting discovery on coffee. You know, I hadn't been a coffee drinker most of my life, and then based on some new research on, you know, coffee and caffeine helping prevent cancers and supporting liver function and liver detoxification, I said, well, I'll start to drink coffee. And I found most coffees did not sit well with me. I was really surprised. And I think even some of the so-called organic coffees. And I was a little disappointed. And so I ordered some Life Extension Rainforest coffee. And lo and behold, I didn't get any of those reactions. So I'm not sure in the processing of the coffee or what goes on. But I'll share with you as I will in these podcasts, you know, things, because I'm constantly experimenting on myself. And Dr. List, my integrative MD, is giving lots and lots of feedback from things that she works and uses on patients. And so I, you know, part of my mission as podcast is to share what I've seen working. And I'm going to talk about butyric acid, which is made from fibers in the gut. It's what's called the short chain fatty acid. Very interesting, not only immune, but brain effects, positive brain effects. Very interesting compound, short-chain fatty acids. One of the reasons that Bulletproof supposedly added butter to the coffee, and yes, you can get some in organic butter if you choose to do that. There are also butyric acid supplements that you can look at, and that, you know, again, I'll be posting eventually on my website. But something you want to look into, butyric acid. And, of course, getting lots of good fibers, you know, chia seed and flaxseed and, you know, fermented products, you know, sauerkraut and kimchi. So much, so much overwhelming research on a healthy microbiome. And one of the keys is that, you know, a microbiome can start to age from, you know, mid-30s on. And, in fact, they found a big difference between an older person that's, you know, and a younger person's microbiome, not macro, microbiome. We're not there yet. There are zillions of products out there right now. I'll give you feedback on some of them that I'm experimenting with. There's a product from Life Extension, you know, a winter product, a winter probiotic, and lots of products. And as I said, since I experiment with so many of these things and I get a lot of feedback, I'll share some of this information on my podcast. So I hope you're going to stick to some of your resolutions for the New Year's. Okay. Remember, health is our most precious gift. And it takes work, you know. Never, and I can tell you from 40 years of doing this, never take your health for granted. Never, you know. And it should be your number one priority. And, you know, education and learning and keeping up on the latest information and not just trusting, well, I'll go to this person and they'll figure it all out. No. You have to take responsibility. You have to take personal responsibility. You know, we're not yet there with the artificial intelligence to develop, you know, a real personalized program yet. It takes work. It takes listening about what's working for you and what's not working for you. I take this, nah, I feel terrible. I take this, I don't feel good. I take this, I feel really, really great. And it seems to be consistent. Every time I do this, I feel really, really good. That's how you develop a program, and I'll be putting together an anti-aging program out of Dr. List's office in New York, and people can email me for information. I'll be glad to contact and answer your questions at Stephen Nutrition, S-T-E-P-H-E-N Nutrition, one word, StephenNutrition@gmail.com. So I come to the end of this podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, again, please share it. Subscribe, which, you know, motivates me to, you know, have, you know, more podcasts. And I want to thank you so much for listening.